Hello, I'm Dr. Elliot Shevel. I'm the director of the Headache Clinic in Johannesburg, South Africa, and my speciality is the diagnosis and treatment of migraine. This is the fifth talk in this series. We've already covered why sufferers so often don't get help from their doctors or headache specialists, and we've spoken about the various types of medications and the problems with them. And now in this talk, I'll explain one of the most important concepts that's so commonly misunderstood, the distinction between migraine triggers and the underlying causes of migraine. Poor understanding of how migraine triggers work is one of the important factors contributing to patients being misdiagnosed and being prescribed incorrect treatments. If you as a sufferer understand this concept, it'll help you to assess whether your doctor or headache specialist actually knows what is causing your pain and whether they actually understand the treatment they're prescribing for you. So what's a trigger? How do triggers work? And why are they different to causes? There's an enormous variety of triggers that can bring on migraine attacks. And because they bring on the attacks, they're commonly mistaken as the causes. These triggers include different foods like cheese and chocolate, wine and other alcoholic drinks, stress, hormonal changes, dehydration, low blood sugar, loud noise, bright lights, certain smells, exercise, sex, weather changes, and many more. What's interesting to note about triggers, though, is that something that triggers an attack in one person doesn't necessarily trigger attacks in others. One person might react badly to bright light, while someone else has to avoid cheese. Or alcohol might trigger attacks in one person, while exercise triggers attacks in someone else. So we have to ask the question, why do all these very different triggers lead to the same result, a migraine attack? The answer is that a trigger can only set off a migraine attack in someone that already has an underlying condition that makes them susceptible to migraine attacks. In many people, there are underlying factors causing a condition that's not bad enough to cause pain until it's activated by the trigger. Now, if that underlying condition can be detected and successfully treated, resulting in elimination of the underlying condition, then it's no longer possible for any trigger to set off a migraine attack. Let me explain with an analogy. The difference between triggers and causes can be compared to what happens with landmines. When a landmine is buried and the detonator activated, anything stepping on the landmine will trigger an explosion. A small animal and an elephant will have the same result. But if the detonator is removed, not even an elephant trampling on the mine will trigger an explosion. In migraine, the underlying cause of the pain plays the same role as the detonator. So what is an underlying cause? Well, the underlying cause is the actual structure where the pain is coming from. In migraine, the pain always originates in some physical structure, and anything that activates that pain is the trigger, just like an elephant or a small animal standing on a landmine. So if the underlying condition or source of the pain is located and treated, the triggers can no longer cause pain attacks. Exactly the same as if you step on a landmine which has had its detonator removed. Nothing would happen. Now, this understanding is what has fueled my research and innovation over the years. And it's the single reason why thousands of my patients are able to enjoy pain-free lives. I've developed diagnostic protocols to accurately pinpoint exactly where the pain is coming from. And I've developed treatments for each structure that causes pain, enabling so many of my patients to return to the lives they enjoyed before their migraines started. They're once more able to do the things that used to trigger attacks, which now have no effect on them at all. One of the most common thanks I get is from patients that are now able to go out and socialize in loud places and to have a drink with their friends again. In the next talk, I'll discuss some of the most common triggers, especially stress, hormonal headaches that affect women, and some common food triggers. To be sure you don't miss the next talk, please go to my website, drshevel.com, that is drshevel.com, and hit the subscribe button. And if you found this talk interesting, please share it with any other headache or migraine sufferers who you think may benefit from understanding more about their condition. See you next time.